Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, Jan in Mountain View. Hey, Jan, thanks for calling. What's going on?
Yes, good afternoon. I just wanted to point out that, as far as the quarterback goes, I'm not really concerned who it is. I'm more concerned about that, the 49ers were able to replenish the defensive line this year, and it's helped out tremendously, and they're coming along pretty darn good, but now we got to do the same with the offensive line to help protect the quarterback. Like Trent Williams is getting up there in age, and he's slumping a little, and you need to replenish these players as well and get them up to speed so that they can help the quarterback maintain. And because we've had in the past, Purdy was so successful in the beginning is because he had those players around him to help him, and now they wanted new contracts and they couldn't afford them anymore, and they had to move on. And the same thing is true here, and I think that's what Shanahan needs to go and invest in next year.
Jan, thanks, Jan. There's no doubt. I think that everybody who watches the Niners has some level of discomfort with the current state of and depth of their offensive line. I think that's they cannot run the football. Oh my goodness.
Dead last in yards per carry.
Yeah.
Dead last.
Yeah.
And
now
at 3.1 per carry.
To take any of this though and say, okay, the business strategy now is we're going to replenish the QB every 3 years. Bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see how it works out for him.
Well, it's also to give $53 million to a guy who may or may not be good enough.
Maybe, but
that's a bold strategy.
Look, then you're going to be bold one way or you're going to be bold another way. I would offer up this, even if that's your thought. You didn't have to pay Brock. Well, okay. So if the contract doesn't end up being perfect, At least you are offering stability. At least you are offering continuity. At least that contract, as it ages, automatically lessens, right? That's the other thing about these deals when you stretch them out. Patrick Mahomes' deal, when he signed it was like, holy hell.
Yeah.
They could give him $1 billion. And then a couple years later, it's like they're paying their quarterback less than any other good team in the entire NFL. And that's true here, too. It's completely true. This contract hasn't even started yet.
Yep.
So 4 years from now, where does it rank in the NFL? Probably middle of the pack. It's already behind almost 10 contracts as it stands now. Right? 53?
Sure.
There's at least
and it hasn't
seven
even
or eight.
Started.
Right.
And when you actually get to that 4 years down the road, the numbers, they start to get crazy. And I'm looking at the contract right now, 2029, the cap hit is $72.5 million. So when you get to that point, if he is still a Niner, that gets ripped up. That gets ripped
Correct.
Up and you get another restarted deal where it's cash up front, you lessen the cap hit and all the rest of it.
Sure.
So I understand that part of it. And I'm not saying that I'm out on Brock Purdy. I'm in
on
Brock Purdy. But I just think about next year when he starts to make the $53 million, and what you can and cannot do with the rest of your roster, and a roster that needs desperately some upgrades.
No doubt about it. And that's why I think that this is an interesting conversation. I find it to be, but I'm going to keep pushing people to answer that age-old question. If you didn't want to pay Brock, then let's go. Roll down the road of what exactly you wanted to do. Let's do it. Let's hear it. All of us crazy people who are just throwing $53 million out. Okay, fine. We're wrong. What did you want to do that has actually some staying power, some smarts, some sustainability that makes sense around the league and it keeps the 49ers relevant going forward? Please tell me you're offering something more than, I don't know, look around.
Big Mac, see
what we can find.
Mac Jones.
And
Mac
then,
Jones.
Okay,
so and it's Mac easier to say now than it was a month ago.
Correct. And so now Mac takes you to the playoffs, and then he goes into the final year of his deal, and he holds out next August.
Right.
All right. What do?
You poke around at who has a wristband and can throw the football, and you say, you know what, Kyle? You're so good at this. You're the best coach in football. You know what? You're the best coach in all of sports. I'm going to give you this lump of crap. And you go ahead and make him into a winning quarterback because that's what you do, QB Whisperer. And that's what he'll do.
Didn't they already answer this when they realized Jimmy wasn't the guy? They went and they tried to get the young quarterback on a rookie scale deal, and they just struck out on winning during that rookie scale deal.
And how'd that go?
They ended up finding the rookie quarterback.
Lucky.
That was an incredible value.
Lucky.
Not lucky skill. You're Kyle Shanahan.
Come on, man.
No, you come on, man.
Come on.
Are you telling me Brock Purdy in Carolina is Brock Purdy here?
No,
of course not.
Of course not.
Brock Purdy in Jacksonville?
But you're not going to discredit Brock to the point of, like, that could have been anybody, and you know that.
No.
You know that.
It couldn't have been anybody, but...
This worked out for them, but it did not have to go that way, and Grandy is right. The mental approach they took to this, at minimum, threatened to totally blow up in their faces. So I just wow.
But that approach was born from them signing a quarterback to a record-breaking deal, realizing he wasn't good enough, and then having to scrap that. Is my point. They signed Jimmy Garoppolo to a record deal at that point.
Correct.
Realized he wasn't good enough and said, you know what, we're going to package 3 first-round picks and take a shot on a young guy.
I'm not terribly comfortable with the word realized because he also took them to a Super Bowl and 2 long playoff runs. I think that they thought, you know what, for the money we're spending, we think that we can do better. We think that we can find someone that's going to replicate this for a lot less so that we can bolster things around him with this particular player. By the way, they were totally wrong. And then they lucked into being right. Right?
Yes, but
so, all I'm saying is, what you guys are suggesting is not off the table, but my God, you're walking through a minefield. And you could end up really crappy for a really long time. And by the way, I don't even know how the hell Kyle keeps his job through that. You're basically being like, find someone. Okay, what if you're wrong the first time? Are you keeping him? You keeping Kyle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kyle's amazeballs.
What if he's wrong the second time?
I mean, how would he be wrong?
Drafting or signing the wrong person, which he has done.
Right.
He has done this.
If you want to put the Trey Lance thing on him, we don't know who that is
Kyle
on.
Kyle makes the calls on offense.
And
100%.
He messed that up.
Yes,
but
he did.
Got the Jimmy Garoppolo right, and he sure found Brock Purdy.
Yes, he did.
He got that one right.
Yep.
So if you don't think that he has the ability to go out there and look around the league and say, you know what, so-and-so who's a backup or so-and-so who's out there, I think I could do something with him. He's done it before.
Every other backup he's brought in has sucked.
I mean, those guys were around crappy teams.
No, they weren't. Brandon Allen was not on a crappy team. Josh Dobbs was not on a crappy team.
Those guys started minimal games, and Brandon Allen was on a crappy team.
Well,
by the time he got to start in Green Bay, you didn't have McCaffrey.
Fair enough.
You didn't have Trent. You didn't have Charvarius, whatever.
Right. Mac Jones didn't have a bunch of his people either.
Right.
He'd win football games.
He had Kendrick Bourne, who apparently is the bee's knees.
Right. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to Willard and Dibbs on the free Odyssey app, okay? And you can do that wherever you find your favorite podcast, and please do it for all of our shows, Steiny and Goo Morning Roast as well. Great, great weekend for the 49ers, and we're talking it out. And Jason Lockham-Ford joins us in 45 minutes, 888-957-9570. Back to your calls next on Willard and Dibbs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Brock Purdy.
I'm not insulting Brock Purdy, but.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, Jason Lockham, 4 at 5, and punch me in the face next time.
You heard that, right?
Get over here and punch me in the face. I can't believe I haven't said this yet.
I would love to.
Then do it.
I've been waiting to throw a punch all day.
Do it.
I'm not going to punch you.
I know, you're not actually mad at me.
You want to punch the other Mark.
On the eve of our anniversary, and I can't even punch you. Like,
oh, don't start talking about our anniversary like you knew. Lucas is right. I had to bring this to your attention, yeah. And this is your thing. And the fact that
it's your thing.
And why is it my thing?
Because you and Christy just had your dateversary.
You're Mr. Anniversary. You're out here. You know when people were fired and when they were rehired and how many days you had with this person and that person.
March 11th,
2014.
What's going on
here? You know about shows that aren't even yours.
No, it's true.
And then I'm over here being like, do you know that tomorrow's 4 years for us? And you're like, oh.
I had no idea.
Oh, like, oh, you didn't know that one, did you?
I knew it was this time of year. And I knew that it was after the Giants had their plucky little 107-win season because I know that you and I were doing the show at that time, and you were so pumped. But at the same time, you're like, huh, I think you used to work for the station that houses that 107-win team.
I might have been. Yeah, so, I might have been over
there. Yeah, your emotions might have been a little mixed because...
Well, it was a weird time.
Super weird.
Yeah.
And then once they flamed out, you're like, all right, that's over.
I think the Giants and that station now know exactly what happened. Obviously. You're out here winning 107 games.
With you.
And right as the playoffs strike, what happens?
Poof, gone.
Air out of the balloon.
Yeah.
Oh, but what the Warriors do that year? I'm trying to remember.
Later that year.
Yeah. Yeah. That season.
Yeah.
Trying to think what happened. Oh, right. You and I ended up with confetti in our bags.
That's right.
For about 6 months.
It's a great picture that you and I have with the boss in the background getting showered by confetti on the phone. He's on the phone.
With Zenny glasses.
Stay present. Yeah. I still have those. But anyway.
Yeah, me too.
And what did the Niners do that year? Oh, wait.
Yeah. What did they do that year? Oh, that was and they did pretty well, but Brock's arm fell off, right? Or was that the next year?
They all blend together. I can't even remember.
Yeah, they were
good. You're too young for things to blend together in there.
They were
29.
Good. Or was that the Trey Lance year? Was that Trey Lance's year? Was that the year that they went to Chicago to start the year?
I don't remember.
I can't remember.
I can't either.
2021 was the year they had to put it together down the stretch, win in LA versus the Rams to make
Jimmy,
the playoffs.
And then Jimmy took them on the...
And then Tart dropped the interception in the NFC Championship game.
I mean, I can't do everything. Catch the ball, young man. Anyway. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number.
All right.
And by the way, why would you bring up the Niners? The Niners aren't on our station. I'm not responsible for that. That wasn't the point.
You were just talking about the Niners, so I'm trying to bring it back to football.
Air out of balloon.
Yep.
So
it's called producing.
Good job. You're doing well. We'll go back to the phones. But anyway, there was a reason I told you to punch me in the face. In the face!
Right. I can't get inside your head.
30 minutes from now.
Oh, yes.
The pick.
The pick is in.
And we haven't even celebrated yet the fact that you nailed last night.
Uh-huh, Grandy.
They won the damn game outright.
Outright.
That's right. Yeah, there was one of us who was clapping fade. Who was that?
It was a guy who spells his name with a C. And I don't mean Lucas. Hey. Who also spells his name with a C. I got you, Lucas.
Actually, Jude has a friend that there's Lucas with a K. Some people do Lucas with a K.
It's allowable.
It is.
It's more allowable than Mark with a C.
Yeah, that's silly. Anyway, not fade. Patriots plus 8 was an absolute jam, and they won the game.
And the reason why he faded is what's so offensive, because he was fading me based on, like, you're bound to start losing.
Yeah, he just wanted somebody to fade you. And he could tell that I wasn't going to do it.
No.
I loved the Patriots pick.
I like the pick.
17-4,
your
people.
Your boy's hot, kid.
That's not hot. This is otherworldly. Yeah. I'm actually really pissed that we're not rich. 17-4? Dude.
I won $14 on Mega Millions last week.
Did you really?
Yeah.
How many numbers do you have to get 14?
Well, they have a multiplier now. And I had the Mega. I had the Mega and another number. So you win 7, and my multiplier was 2x, so I got $14. Cost 5 to play now.
Oh, my God.
Whatever. So stupid.
You know, you just made me think of lovely Christy and I were in Tahoe a few weeks ago. And have you ever seen this? We go play blackjack, and there's a special table. And I didn't realize that it was different. I'm just like, right? Blackjack.
Yeah.
But now you got to really look at where you sit down, because they got signs and spinny things and little extra circles to stick money into.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, that's fine if it's like optional, but you sit down and they're like, no. You almost have to pay to play. So the extra circle is a blackjack bet. That's it.
Just yes or no.
Yes or no.
Right.
But you have to stick like a quarter in there or something like that. But if you get blackjack, then you get to spin the wheel.
Right.
And the wheel's got like, ooh, there's one space that's like $13,000.
Sure.
But it's digital. So the guy, like, it's very O'Shea's-esque. The guy's like, oh, blackjack, and we're going to push the button. Here's the button, Mark. Push the button. Like a clown.
Right.
Like Greg Cosell's laughing. Like, hit the button. Things like,
never gets old.
Things start spinning and boom. $20.
Okay.
$20.
Like, same thing.
Oh my God, I spent like 50. Thank you. Minor. Yeah, I'm over here spending $50 so that I can spin the wheel and win 20. Yay me.
There you go. Anyway, the pick is in.
The pick
That's
is
coming up in
450.
Yep. All right.
450.
Yep.
What's the number tonight? What's the number? Chiefs and Jags. What's the number?
3.5.
I'll get it for you.
Yeah. 3.5 is what I saw it at.
Is this game in Jacksonville?
Or yes. In Jacksonville. Right?
Jacksonville. Yeah, Jacksonville.
Okay. Which is North Florida, I think.
One of those places.
Yeah. It's not South Florida.
It's
I know
not
that.
South Florida. Yeah.
It might 3.5.
Yeah.
Yes. 3.5.
Favorite
okay.
the Chiefs.
It's in Florida.
Yeah. Sure.
I looked it up. It's in Florida. Yeah. All right. Let's go back.
Anyway. Jacksonville.
Let's go to Chris in LA. Hi, Chris. What are you doing?
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, man.
So Mark, just really quick, I used to listen to you when you were down here with MT, and a couple years ago, I was like, man, I miss listening to Willard talk about the Niners every now and then, giving them, you know, throwing out your Niner remarks to all these people down here on that station. And then so I looked you guys up, and I saw you guys were up there now, or you're up there now.
Here we
so
are,
I
man.
I looked you guys up, and now I'm listening to you guys on the podcast every day.
Thank you.
So
for,
I'm born and raised in L.A.
Okay.
Diehard Niner fan, though. And I am a Rams season ticket holder.
Ooh.
Only because the Niners come here every year.
Oh, so you got a good job,
yeah.
Chris.
Oh, yeah.
You got a good job.
I wish I did. I'm a teacher. I'm a special ed teacher. So it's a sacrifice for me, but
okay.
Hey, that's how much of a diehard Niner fan I am.
I love it, Chris.
Doing the Lord's work out so there. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Dibs. So I try to sell all my tickets, and I that one Niner game, shoot, we go, and ever since they opened it up after COVID, you know, we've been going to that one game, me and my wife. My wife has to go against me, of course, so she adopted the Rams as her team. So it's always a battle. It's always a fight, of course. But it's all good. But, you know, I got a rep, and we've been taking over Levi Self, and it's been awesome. Of course, this year, on Wednesday, I had a little bit of a health scare. My first time ever had a sciatica flare-up, and I was in the ER all night. And had to sell my tickets. So, yeah, I was unable to walk all Thursday and had people ready for the tailgate. I had to cancel my tailgate party that I had planned. And so it was unfortunate, but hey, I was screaming and I was yelling from my bed at home. You know, it was a great game, you know, I was telling all the Rams people. I had gone to the game the week before because my wife wanted to go see the Colts and the Rams. So I was there with my phone, watching the Niners against the Jaguars.
Yep.
And screaming. I wasn't even paying attention. I was going for the Colts, obviously, in that game, live. But I was watching the Jaguars-Niners game on my phone. And but I was screaming at all the Rams fans, talking about, oh, I'll be here on Thursday. You know, I'll be back. So, you know, it's always a battle with those Rams fans. But, you know, and we were always cheering Levi South down there when we represent. But, it was definitely an awesome game. One of the highlights of my year is every year is going to that game, and it was unfortunate I had to miss it, but I'm super pumped for the rest of the year. I agree with you as far as, you know, your Kyle Shanahan is a great coach. He is frustrating to me sometimes, but overall, hey, he is a great coach. The one thing I do want to ask or get your opinion on before I get off is which I haven't heard anybody talk about specifically on a couple plays. That really gets me frustrated with him. Like overall, I said, I love him, but like on fourth and one, instead of going for a quarterback sneak with a already hurt Mac Jones, we have Brian Robinson, 6'20" back there, 300 pounds almost, running back. Why not put him as, you know, like almost like
the Wildcat.
The Wildcat. There you go. The Wildcat sneak. Instead of Mac Jones, I think he did it twice.
Well,
you know, instead of him, you know, or somebody else, you know, somebody maybe with better hands or something. Well, McCaffrey, instead of, you know, putting Mac Jones. So it is just small specific stuff like that that gets me a little frustrated with him. But overall, love the guy. I think he's a great coach. I couldn't ask for anybody better. Agree with the sentiments. Dibs. I'm scared to go with your bets just because I don't want to jinx it.
Yeah.
Now we're all kind of.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, Chris, yeah. So thank you so much for the call, and I'm glad you're doing better. Appreciate that. I get that sentiment. Like, why don't you sneak with a running back? And again, Kyle Shanahan doesn't do that because nobody else does either. And
right.
I'm thinking the main reason is that while I know that quarterback sneaking looks easy, there is actual execution and practice to this. There is actually the norm of being under center and taking a snap, which running backs don't do. And so also the idea of turning around and handing off to a running back has a way, way lower success rate than a quarterback sneak does. Nobody can grab the ball and you know, get kind of into that gap quicker than the quarterback can. They practice this. They know how to do it, and they do it very well. I know that it seems scary, especially when your quarterback is a little bit physically compromised, but we've talked about it a lot before. Football coaches just don't coach that way. You know, if you're scared of getting people hurt, you probably should just, I don't know, probably go coach golf.
Yep.
Or something like that.
Yeah, and so, they were 3-for-3 on fourth down, and I know what he's talking about with the quarterback sneaks, and they actually snuck it the one time on 3rd-and-1, and his knee was down, even though he wasn't touched. It still, and I didn't know this rule, and I still learned, even though I love the officials, but if you're a quarterback and you're going head first and your knee touches down, you're down, even if you're not touched. And that was the first one. Remember, they reviewed it,
yep,
and they realized that, oh, he's short. And then 4th-and-1, they snuck it again, and he actually got there. So I didn't have a problem with it, and I'm kind of aligned with you, Mark. Like, If you're out there and you're able to play quarterback and it's third and short or fourth and short and we need to sneak,
you gotta do it.
You gotta sneak it.
Yeah, you gotta do
it. We're not gonna bring somebody else in just because you're hampered. You're gonna have to sneak it now.
Yeah, well, and again, I think there's something to being used to and learning how to receive a snap
for sure.
Under center. I'm not gonna have a running back go do that who's never done it before. They're very likely to fumble the football. So that's kind of what I think about that. 888-957-9570. Nick in South City is next up. Hi, Nick. Thanks for calling.
Hey, just want to say, listen to you guys all the time. You're my favorite crew on 95.7 The Game. I just want to talk about you guys, the quarterback controversy earlier and about the contracts and all that stuff. Nobody mentioned that how mobile Purdy is and how integral that is a part of his game. The value that the NFL is placing on mobile quarterbacks is so much higher now than the formal pocket passer, which I think Mac kind of fits. So I just wanted to get your guys' opinion on that and that missing part of the conversation there. So
yeah,
thank you.
No, Nick, appreciate it. That's a huge part of what separates these two. And if you do want to go back to the playoffs 2 years ago and think back to the comeback against the Detroit Lions, the comeback against the Green Bay Packers, even though that was a pretty close football game, people leave that out a lot. They leave out how many different things Brock did with his legs in those games. They also leave it out of the conversation when assessing Brock last week against Jacksonville. I mean, that's a huge part of it. The guy's got a toe injury, and I thought there were a couple of times where, one, not only was the ball sailing, but that he didn't take off in a time where he normally probably would have taken off. But yeah, I don't necessarily love a quarterback putting himself in harm's way often, but if you're going to give me two guys and say similar pocket presence, similar deliverables, and one can move and the other one can't, I think that's a huge difference.
Yeah, I don't know if I would necessarily rate them that same way because, you know, pocket presence, if you have just a guy in the pocket, Mac Jones throws a harder football than Brock Purdy does. Even when Brock Purdy's at his best, I think Mac can, he can get a little bit more gas on the ball. And I was looking at your guy, JT O'Sullivan, QB School on YouTube. And I encourage everybody who wants to learn an absolute ton about football in an easy way. Cause he'll use his different like color coded things to show you what's about to happen. And you'll watch a play five or six times. And so today I was watching all of the Mac Jones Thursday night game. And, you know, Mac Jones, he moves in the pocket. He's not mobile, but he's got pocket mobility, sure, which is a little bit different to where, you know, they don't do a lot of the bootleg action that they do with Brock because Mac is not that quick, even when Mac is 100%. But there's a couple of throws that Mac made where he comes out and he moves a little bit and then he moves back in the pocket and he's able to set up and fire the football. So it's a little bit different than what Brock does. Like, Brock's more of a threat. He's not a Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen threat, or even Patrick Mahomes, who, I mean, Mahomes will just do that weird sort of, like, waddle run. The way he runs is like, bark, 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 bark. But he'll hit you for a quick, like, 22 because he knows when to do it. Mac Jones doesn't have that.
No, what you just described with Mac is very much what Brady did for his entire career. So I'm not saying by any stretch that it's like a deal breaker, but give me somebody who can convert on third and six when the pocket breaks down. And you can run for that thing. And Brock is way better than that, than Mac at that, I should say. 888-957-9570. We'll keep going on the phones. The pick is in 15 minutes. Jason Lockenfora in 25 minutes. Odyssey NFL insider and based in Baltimore. So it'll be interesting to kind of talk about the Lamar situation, too.
Yeah, and he's big in the betting sphere as well.
Yes, he is.
I follow him, and he does like a little betting pod every day, and he might be even hotter than me.
I don't know. We should run that up against him and see how he feels about 17-4. I'll just say this, though, because I hear this sentence all the time, and this is what I want to challenge today, because it's an easy sentence to say, but I think it's a harder sentence to really back up with words. And you'll hear people say it. They didn't have to pay Brock Purdy. They didn't have to pay Brock Purdy. Okay, sure, factually correct. But explain it to me. Explain it to me. What would you do with your business? So first of all, let me eliminate for everybody, and I hear you all the time call in and go, he still had a year left on his contract. No, he didn't. So did Brandon Ayuk. That's not how football works. He's not showing up. Flat out not showing up.
So even for $9
million? Not for anything. He's not showing up for that final year on his rookie deal. So wipe that off the table and understand, you're right, you didn't have to pay him, but if you don't pay him, he doesn't show up, he does not play. So what would you do? And I don't just mean what would you do that year. What would you do for your business model? Your business model. Are you suggesting that the 49ers just willy-nilly this year by year? And if you're going to find those stop gaps when they come in and perform really well, then they're going to hold out the following year and ask for a contract, which is what Mac would do if he won the Super Bowl for the 49ers this year, 100%. So, like, that's all I ever question. You don't have to like Brock Purdy. You don't have to think $53 million was the right number. But I think it's too easy for people to go, they didn't have to do that. You didn't have to pay him $53 million. Then you need to explain to me what the business model was and exactly what you would be doing going forward at the quarterback position if you weren't going to do that. Because I don't even see anything as realistic or viable.
Well, the business model would be that you invest in your head coach, who is really good at turning quarterbacks into being better than what they normally are. And that would be the business model. And it's risky because you're expecting him to get to be right more than just once. Like, he was right with Garoppolo. He was wrong with Trey Lance, let's just say, because Trey's career is not over. No, but it doesn't look like he was right with Trey, but he was sure right with Brock Purdy. So, I mean, his percentage is pretty high, and so that's what you would be banking on. You'd be banking on the head coach, who is really, really good at getting quarterbacks to be better than they've ever been before. You would be looking for him to be able to do that on the regular.
Every time.
Most of the time.
I don't want most of the time. Like, that's the whole point of stability, is to have a quarterback who, unless things all crater within your team, which I believe is what happened last year, unless that happens, you're viable. You know, like, you had a good quarterback. Doesn't have to be the best quarterback. It doesn't have to be a great quarterback, Hall of Fame quarterback, but you're viable. You're in this thing every year. I don't know why you would give that up in the and the idea behind it being like, yeah, we can repurpose this thing on an annual basis. That is wow. That's a Hail Mary getting thrown up every single year.
But the counterpoint is you'd have that $50 million or so, and let's just say it's only $40 million, because let's just say that you went the Colts route and you brought in Daniel Jones, who's making, I think, $14 million this year, 1 year only. And so at the end of this year, they're going to have to decide, well, do we still believe in Anthony Richardson, or do we want to give Daniel Jones the kind of contract that he, quote, deserves?
It sounds to me like you're advocating door number three. The Anthony Richardson thing is, that's over. He's gone. He's not going to get picked up. But if Daniel Jones has a great year, they win the division, maybe they win a playoff game, maybe two. Who knows? What you're advocating is, and now we go find someone else.
If I have that faith in Shane Steichen, the faith that I have in Kyle Shanahan, absolutely.
Wow.
So you want to give Daniel Jones 4 years and $160 million like the Giants did?
I want, when something works, I keep it. Forget what the Giants did. That's a bad organization.
But what is working about the Colts? Is it just Daniel Jones?
No, but that's my whole
point. That's my whole point. You can't take my point from me.
No, I'm not.
That's my whole point.
I am not sharing your point at all.
No, your point is
what is going on here?
What's going on is we're having an argument over our points, and he's trying to take my point.
Stop.
So what?
Stop making
Thank you,
it,
Fitz.
Stop making it solely about the quarterback.
You're the one making it all about the quarterback.
It's not.
For the love of God.
He's the one, Fitz, trying to pay his guy $53 million.
Are you done? Are you done?
Stay off of Twitter.
I'm not on Twitter. I'm on YouTube right
sorry,
now.
Yes.
I'm watching the two of us laugh at each other.
Okay.
Like, it's not just about the quarterback. If I've got Daniel Jones and everything works, that means a lot of things are going well in my organization. And my hope is that when things are going well in my organization, I need someone at the quarterback position who can therefore take advantage of that and have a great year. As opposed to, let's put Anthony Richardson back in there, and I'm a great coach, so I'll make Anthony Richardson a great player. Can't do that. He's not a good player. He can't play. So The next option would be, I'm going to go out on the open market and trust that the next guy I think is good is going to be like Daniel and not like Anthony. And I don't have that trust because that's absurd. Like, that's not how drafting or free agent signings work. Even the best evaluators mess that up all the time. So you would be you're playing chicken with yourself every single year.
What
and
you're
there's
doing.
No way you bat a high enough average for me.
You do.
No way.
And the whole point of this is you build a roster around the quarterback so that he. That's short.
Short.
He can be good enough around what's great. And right now, you look at the future next year, what are you going to do with your roster when you've got all these guys who maybe aren't going to be here because you're paying your quarterback $53 million a year? So if Brock Purdy is not really, really super great and, you know, maybe he's not able to play that many games because his toe, now you're in a tighter spot because you can't surround him with enough so that the pressure goes up on Brock Purdy. And so you and I are making the same point, but we're seeing it completely in different ways.
Well, I just kind of. I don't see how having great players around a bad quarterback, do you know what I mean? Jamar Chase and T. Higgins are great. How are we doing?
Right.
We can't even get the
How many other great players do they have? Like, that's kind of the point. And when Brock is making that money, are you going to be able to surround him with enough to make this team still complimentary and good?
Your pick is in 8 minutes.
Jason, the pick is in.
La Comfora is in 18 minutes. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. You should run this point by Jason. You should tell him that Kyle Shanahan's so great, they should just switch quarterbacks every year.
Yeah, I wonder how he's feeling about his Ravens team without a quarterback where, you probably don't have enough around Lamar, so now you stink.
Well, run it by him.
I'll do what I want.
Yeah, I'm Willard and Dibs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
He used to, you know, allow himself a slice of toast. That would be too fatty. Oh, no, babe. No, come on.
On 95.7 The Game.
Not Harbaugh.
I allowed myself some pancakes this morning.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Allowed myself.
I live with a young lady who I ask her every morning what she wants for breakfast today. She said, French toast. I got you. Make the French toast. Chop it up into 3-year-old bites. I don't yike it. Whoa. Time the blank out. I want a bagel. Have a bagel. Please for bagel. You said you wanted French toast. Hello? Yeah. That was my morning and good morning. Yeah. Sorry, everybody. It's my daughter. She's 3. She didn't yike it.
What are you talking about?
Please for bagel? She says, please for bagel?
Yeah.
That's very cute.
Well, yeah. Please for milk.
What did you do?
Please for Milky. Please for Milky.
It's like if I say please, it'll all be okay.
It works, usually, but not after I've spent, I don't know, 15 minutes, like, sopping the bread, the challah, as you know, because you got to have the challah.
Oh, holla back, youngin.
Anyway.
All right. Hey, Alice in Winterland is back. Big announcement from our friends down the hall at Alice. Alice in Winterland is back, and it is Thursday, December 4th at the Masonic, and these three acts. Alex Warren is the headliner. He's fantastic. Nominated, I think, for Best New Artist this year. Rob Thomas, John Kay, this is going to be a hell of a show. Pre-sale starts Wednesday, 10 a.m., and there's a pre-sale code of GIFT. You can use that to get going on Wednesday at RadioAlice.com or Ticketmaster.com. And then it's open for all of the regular people on Friday, 10 a.m., RadioAlice.com. Alice in Winterland, hell of a show, December 4 at the Masonic. All right. Jason Lockenfor is going to join us in like 10 minutes. He's going to be on YouTube as well. Get over to YouTube and see Jason Lockenfor, Odyssey NFL Insider. But you should get over to YouTube or a radio or an app or something right now. Right now. Because he's 17-4.
Say it again.
17-4.
You hear that, Lockenfor?
There's only one way to go 18-4. Let's hear the pick. Well, here we go to Jacksonville, Florida, which is somewhere in Florida. And on the way into town, it's none other than Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, the hated ones, if you will. A winning record or a losing record is on the line. Will they tie for first or will they fall into a hole as they get ready to play the Detroit Lions next week? A lot on the line, but oh, what a wonderful moment this is. Gambling has often been built, Dibs, on moments like this.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight is a home dog. Mm. And a home dog on Monday night. 3.5 is the number. The Chiefs are the favorite against a team the Niners know well, Jacksonville Jaguars. Dibs?
Interesting one tonight, because if you look at the advanced metrics and DVOA, I've talked a lot about it, defense adjusted value over average. These are two of the top 8 teams in football. Yes, Jacksonville is among them. Then you look at EPA, expected points added per play. Jacksonville's got the second or third best defense in football. We saw it up close and personal. Kansas City's defense is dead on average. Their offense, though, better than most, and they will have Xavier Worthy in action tonight. He has been cleared. He will play football. Mark, I love a home dog, especially a team that's getting more than a field goal. Yet you look at this one, when you look at Kansas City, equal rest for both these teams. Ugh. And I think about the home field advantage. We talked to John Avello, your good friend from DraftKings, the odds maker. Not all home fields are created equally. I don't believe that Jacksonville has a, quote, home field advantage, other than the fact that it's 81 there today and probably muggy. So I treat this as more of a neutral, and I think that Kansas City is just a little bit better than Jacksonville and more motivated in this spot. So I'm going to do it. I'm taking the Chiefs and laying the 3.5. Any opinions from my brethren?
Well,
a couple of Marks and a Lucas.
Oh, I'm so torn.
It's a tough one. 3.5 is tough.
No, but like all of this gets...
Spreads are hard.
This gets just... It runs up against the fact that you're...
Trades are hard.
You're 17-4.
Say it again.
Well, you're 17-4. Well, we're going to start clapping like a seal.
Grandy did on Friday.
I know. And look what happened to him.
You fading?
No.
You mother fading?
and the other thing that gives me pause. The other thing that gives me pause is
pause.
I don't want emotion to get in the way of gambling. And I don't like the Kansas City Chiefs.
Nope.
And you and I now have a show bet against the Kansas City Chiefs.
We do. Dinner, right?
Yeah. So
with Steiny and Guru.
Yeah, which is, you know, the hard part is the dinner. Like, we're going to have to go either way. But
this guy is such a D.
Love to see Guru, but Steiny out in the world, I don't know. But anyway.
It's pretty fun out in the world.
I hope so. We'll find out. Point is I'm just kind of all twisted in knots about this game. And I think I've decided I just want to sit down and root for the Jaguars. I don't feel like it's going to go very well. But I don't want to go with you and then root against myself. But I think it'd be stupid to go against you. So I'm just going to sit here and let you make a pick.
All right. Yeah.
That's it. You know. Like fade. I hope.
Yeah.
I hope.
I get it.
Not for gambling purposes, but just for me purposes.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
And I'm not thrilled to hope that Kansas City wins. And I do that spreads pick'em pool, as I've told you, and so I make these picks on Wednesday, and I looked at the pick today, and I thought, oh, okay. I mean, I'm not thrilled with the pick.
How did you do this week?
I am, as we sit, I think I am, what's it say, two? I'm 8-5.
Okay.
It's a 14-game week.
There's nothing wrong with that.
8-5.
Yep.
Solid. And in the 8-5 is an absolute crock of you-know-what, losing the Arizona minus 8.5.
Well, 8.5 is different than the
they
game
They should have been
itself.
Up 28-6, bro.
I understand. Bro.
And I say bro because I'm really upset about that.
I know. I watched.
Bro, I'm looking at my afternoon, and it's like Seattle minus 3 to Tampa. Okay, that thing was going either way. Fine, I lost that. The Chargers given 3 to Washington. Well, Washington was better than healthier than I thought. That's a loss. Arizona minus 8.5 to Tennessee. That thing was in the house, bro. Bruh. That thing was in the house.
Do you know that I lost two fantasy games because that guy dropped the ball. Oh yeah.
DeMercado?
Yeah. Yeah. Two fantasy games. Unless something crazy happens, I'm gonna lose them both. And that's a 10-point swing when he does that.
Right.
Like, you get the fumble lost, but you don't get the touchdown. Like, correct. The whole thing just falls apart. Yeah.
And I was looking at the stats.
It cost me two fantasy games.
Apparently, he only gets 56 yards rushing because it comes out to the 20.
Right.
So you don't get this full 76.
That's what I'm saying. 10 points.
So you lose the 20 yards and the touchdown.
And then you get the minus two for the fumble.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You just took 10 points and threw it out of the back of the end zone.
If Arizona had another human being who could carry the ball.
Well, they do. You're not even starting. Everybody went and got him like he was going to be the starter, and he's not the starter. Michael Carter is the starter.
And he's not the finisher either.
Carter, the starter.
Right. It had me thinking, and we're going to have Jason Lockenfora here in just mere moments, but it had me thinking about Kyle Shanahan. Like, has a 49er player ever done anything so reckless and careless and, I don't want to say stupid, but that kind of is the epitome of stupidity.
Probably not on the field.
Right.
Definitely off the field.
Well, you had a guy who show up with the wrong shorts on, and he barged over and said...
That was in practice, though.
Correct. Yeah. That's my point, is like these teams that have players dropping the ball short of the goal line, like, what's going on? What's going on, organizations?
It's pretty funny. All right, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, in HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.